Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, this is the Millionaire Hippies Podcast with your host, Boom Shikha, where we chat about spirituality, business, and health. We all want to live self-actualizing, fulfilling lives with joy, prosperity, and gratitude. Let's go on this beautiful journey together.
Hello everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. I welcome you to another video on the Soul Vitamins community. And in this one, I wanted to speak to you about self-responsibility. Now, I think this is something that's coming up in various aspects of my life, and it's coming up over and over again in different ways. It's as if the universe is trying to tap on my shoulder over and over again, saying, this is a lesson you need to learn. And this is a lesson that you need to speak about to your community over and over again. And so, of course, I'm trying to take the message and inculcate the teachings of self-responsibility, but also talk about it on these videos. And I was kind of recently in a study group, and we're reading a book about money, and we're talking about it. And the people in the group are people who for the longest time did not take responsibility for their financial situation and suddenly are realizing that, you know, they're getting old and that they need to do that. No one else is going to rescue them. And if they don't take care of it now, then they're going to be in big trouble later. And so they're starting to kind of, not panic, but, you know, scramble to kind of figure out, okay, what is money all about? What can I do to secure my future a little bit even, or learn a little bit more about money and how to deal with it? And, you know, I kind of used a phrase in there of what my philosophy on anything or everything usually is that, you know, either you change the situation that you're dealing with if you can, and if that's impossible, you stop complaining about it and you kind of deal with it, deal with the situation as it is. And, you know, I think that's the essence of this self-responsibility lesson that I'm constantly getting, is that if the situation warrants changing, either yourself or something else, and you can do it, then go ahead and do it instead of complaining and talking and bitching and moaning about it. If you can't change the situation, then again, stop complaining about it and deal with the situation as it is, because it's unchangeable. So for example, you know, one of the things that I all of us recently have been dealing with is the whole wearing mask situation. It's a very minor thing, putting on a mask, but a lot of people have a big problem with it. And, you know, that's fine. That's their perspective. But it was warranted, or it was kind of put down by law for a lot of countries, that you have to have a mask when you're in public. Now, what a lot of people did was that, you know, it was a situation they couldn't change. You had to wear a mask in public. Yes, you could kind of make a big drama about it, but then you'd be kicked out of places and not allowed to go to Costco or other places where you kind of made that drama. And I saw videos of that, and I'm like, you know, what are you doing? You're kind of kicking yourself in the butt here. But, you know, you kind of either wear it and go along with the situation because it's unchangeable and stop complaining about it, or you change the situation. That is, you never go out again. you just stay at home and you order in and you never go to places that require masks, right? I mean, those are two options that I can see, really. Yes, another option that people kind of came up with, which is not viable, I think, is that they started complaining about it and saying, I don't deserve to wear a mask, I don't need to wear a mask, I have a medical condition, and started making a big thing about it where people would, you know, look at them thinking, you know, are you insane? Have you lost your mind? This is a very small, it's like a minor example, and perhaps you don't agree with the mask mandate, perhaps you do, that's not the point. The point is that this is kind of a situation where you couldn't really do anything to change it unless you moved to like a little island in the middle of nowhere, declared it your country, and declare that everyone who comes on there doesn't need to wear a mask, right? If that's possible, you would have done it. That's not possible for most people, so they didn't do it, right? And so that this kind of like self-responsibility, like realizing, okay, you have the power in almost every situation you're in to change the situation to suit your needs. So for example, if you are having issues with one of your relationships, then there are choices there. Either you have a conversation with the person and say, okay, this is not working out for me, we need to end the relationship. Or you have a conversation with the person saying, I need you to fix these things so this relationship can keep on functioning. And if the person doesn't do it, then you have the option to leave the relationship and say, I think this is not working out, I'm going to find someone else to hang out with or to partner with. But what happens with most people is that they don't have those conversations, they don't talk to the person, they don't, you know, talk to themselves about it either. They pretend as if everything is fine, and then all they do is complain to their girlfriends or boyfriends or friends about what's going on with this person. And that is the extent of them taking responsibility for the situation. So then what happens is that they keep on complaining about the situation, not changing anything, and just staying stuck and stagnant in that situation without actually getting the lesson from it, because it is a lesson that the universe is trying to send you through that relationship or through that situation. So they're not transforming, they're not changing, they're not doing anything to improve it, and so they're stuck. And some people can remain stuck in these situations for years or decades on end, right? And I've done that in the past. My financial situation for years or decades on, at least a decade, was stagnant, and I didn't do anything about it because I was so afraid to look at it. Same thing with my relationship with my parents. For the longest time, I had a really hard time even speaking to them or being in the same room as them. And it took me a long time to get to a point where I took responsibility for it and said, I'm going to have to do something about it, because obviously it's not just going to change on its own. And so I really wanted to do this video about self-responsibility, because when I started talking about that, and I used that phrase in the call, the person, one of the people in the call, she's like, you know, I love that. I'm going to start using that for myself. You know, either you change the situation or you stop complaining about it. And I love when I use this in situations in my life, because it just gives a lot of that power that I was kind of dissipating into the air, complaining, oh, I can't do anything, oh, poor me, oh, I can't believe I'm stuck in such a situation, how could the universe be so cruel to me? You know, when I play that victim role, I'm just basically just shedding all that power that I have and giving it away, just wafting it away, you know, it just all disappears from me and I'm just powerless over there. As soon as I take the responsibility back and say, actually, you know what, I can do something about this. I have options here. I have choices that I can make. And as soon as I just say that, I don't even have to do anything. As soon as I just say those words to myself, I feel all of the power that I had let go of before surging back into me. And this deep sense of strength that kind of resonates within me, that feels like, wow, I have the power to change the situation, and I feel so, so ecstatic about it, so just strong about it, powerful. You know, it just feels like, wow, I feel like a warrior all of a sudden, rather than a victim. And I'm not saying that, you know, of course there's trauma involved, and some people just can't make changes because they're so deeply traumatized by the past, or they are living in a situation where they can't change things and they need outside help. I'm not saying that outside help is never necessary and you can never ask for help. Of course not. But that could be one of the actions you take. If it is a situation where you're like, I can't do anything, I feel powerless, and I feel like I can't make a change, perhaps the action that you need to take is to ask for help. to reach out to some organization or to some person that can help you get out of the situation and not get stuck in it forever and ever and ever, right? So I feel like 99.9% of the time, even though we might feel it's the opposite, in 99% of the time or more, it is possible to take an action to change the situation. Even though we might tell ourselves, no, but I can't do anything, the situation is unalterable, I'm stuck and I'm never going to get out of here. That's just your fear talking. That's just your fear response or trauma response or whatever you might be carrying with you talking. And if you just kind of take a step back and say, okay, I'm going to actually try and look at this a little bit logically. Every single time I've done that, I found a very good solution to the situation that as soon as I applied, dissipated the situation right away, and I was able to get out of it. But until I was stuck in that mode of playing the victim and not asking for help or not thinking about it and trying to figure out a solution rather than just saying everything is just hopeless, I'm just going to give up. Until I did that, until I took that, you know, first step, it did feel powerless and hopeless and just traumatizing. You know, it was exhausting to be in that situation because powerlessness is exhausting. So I do highly recommend, and I do this every single time when I start complaining about things, to kind of take a step back and say, okay, what am I complaining about? Is it something that I can actually do something about? It's so simple sometimes. You know, for example, I had a situation in my villa that my electricity went out, and it goes out all the time. It's pretty common in Bali, of course. But I realized that the people next door to me still had electricity. It was just me. Now, normally what I would do is I would just sit there and be like, oh my God, Bali, I can't believe it. You know, I'm in such a terrible situation. Or, oh, you know, they don't care about me, so this villa is not being taken care of properly, and woe is me, and how could I live in such a situation, and poor me kind of thing, right? But then I realized maybe it's a situation that's fixable, and I messaged the person who's in charge of the villa, and they did fix it, and within minutes, I had my electricity back. Now, it's a very small situation, and you're probably thinking, why didn't you just call them right away? But we're so inclined to kind of play that victim role first or to go into that powerlessness role first that it doesn't occur to us first, or at least to me, to be like, hey, stop doing that. You're wasting time here. Take an action. Call someone. Do something that's necessary right now so you can change the situation right away rather than even wasting a few seconds on powerlessness. You don't need to do that. It's not necessary. It's not something that you need to go through in order to get to the powerful stage. You can just skip it right away. You know, you don't need to play that victim role for even a few seconds. So I wanted to share this with you. I hope it's helpful. If you have any questions, obviously, please comment below or message me, and I will try to do another video or I'll try to answer your question if I'm capable. Again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being on my channel, wherever you're listening to this on. And I will see you or listen, talk to you in the next one. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Go check out my website at themillionairehippie.com if you want more free, awesome content. If you really like the podcast, please consider giving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Until next time, namaste.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.